السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصليه ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Continuing from where we left off, and that was the discussion with regards to the harms of casting evil glances. And for those brothers who were not here in the previous session, we had mentioned that this month of Ramadan is an ideal opportunity to rid ourselves of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving up of sins during the month of Ramadan. This is ultimately the real objective and purpose of the month of Ramadan, to develop this quality of taqwa, staying away from sins. And one of the sins which is very prevalent in today's times across all sectors of our community is this disease and sin of casting lustful glances. So we went into some of the harms. There are many, many harms of every single sin. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made something haram means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting us from something which is harmful for us. So last week we mentioned that casting of evil glances, it is going to cause pain to the heart. And then the objection that was raised that, well, if we're not going to look, then that is also going to cause pain. So we explained that there was a world of difference between the two. One was the pain which is due to a known beauty, a recognized beauty. When a person does not look at something which he did not even see. So the pain is there, but it's minimal. It's nominal compared to the other pain. And of course, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then reconstruct that heart, the person who shatters his heart for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will then rebuild that heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares that heart a disaster zone. When Allah declares a disaster zone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rebuilds. When Allah will rebuild that heart will be spiritually pure, clean. It will have beautiful qualities. It will have the tajalli, the nur, the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ishq of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the love for deen, good qualities, inclinations toward all the good qualities. Then, medically also, the ulama-i kiram have stated that it also is going to cause pain, is going to cause weakness to the heart itself. The person is always struggling within his heart. It's going to cause that pain in the heart, restlessness in the heart. The person sometimes doesn't even sleep because of falling in love with something that he has seen. So there is a medical harm. And then as far as the other medical aspects that we can't even go into detail because we are in the masjid. But for the menfolk, those who are going to continuously look, it's going to be unnatural desire. That desire is going to increase. And then there is going to be a need to fulfill that desire. And then those people sometimes end up doing such things which later on they regret. So many cases now where the person gets married, then unfortunately it's an embarrassing situation because he's unable to fulfill the rights of relationships because of this particular sin. And some of them in the end they confess that, you know, I had this bad habit and this is what I used to be doing. I'm fulfilling my desires unnaturally. And as a result, the person becomes, it's embarrassing. So, the medical harm also, this is so dangerous for a person, medically speaking. And then we also mentioned that it lead to ungratefulness. That the person who is, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him if he is married, Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with a halal wife. And now when he is going to look at others, what is going to happen? That he's not going to appreciate his own wife. As a result, that love in that marriage is going to go, then the fights will start, and then sometimes the marriage ends up completely broken. So the person who will lower his gaze, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then glorify the beauty of his own wife. And now he will start appreciating his own wife. And now he will start admiring her beauty. Because it is nothing else for him to look at. So this is a wonderful thing, lowering of the gaze. There's so much of benefit. And looking and casting lustful glances, there's so much of harm. And then the other aspect is that the person who will cast lustful glances, he is actually distancing himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's actually distancing himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the person, obviously, the person who will lower his gaze, that person becomes the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, the person who will cast lustful glances, what he is actually doing, he's distancing himself from his Khaliq, from his Malik. Another harm, the ulama kiram has stated, that in actual fact, the person who casts lustful glances, this is actually a sign of deficiency in his intellect. And they explain this. They say, you see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gave him those eyes. Allah is the one who gave him the hands. Allah is the one who gave him every single faculty that he has within his body. Now for him to use these same faculties to disobey the very giver of those bounties, is this not an act of stupidity? If somebody gives you a gift, somebody gives you some kind of gift, father gives you a pen, father gives you a knife for qurbani, or whatever it may be. Now the son takes a pen and he starts scraping the father's car. He goes and scrapes the father's. We'll say, this son, is something wrong with you. There's a deficiency in your intellect. Your father has given you this pen and you're using the same pen to upset your father, to damage the property of your father. That Allah has given us eyes. And he said, this eyes, use it for my pleasure. Look at those things, admire my creation, the halal creation of mine, admire it. And realize my greatness, realize my power. Look at your fingerprints. Look at every single fingerprint is different of every single human being. Look at your own body. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَاتُ سِرُونَ Allah says, can you not see within your own body? Can you not see the greatness and the power and the might and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Look at everything around you and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But instead the person took his eyes, and when Allah said, lower the gaze, the person cast those lustful glances, violating the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama ikram has stated that there is a deficiency in this person's intellect. We are not saying it. The ulama ikram have explained. There is a deficiency in that particular person's intellect. May Allah ta'ala protect us. May Allah ta'ala make us of those who are intelligent in the true sense of the word. Allah ta'ala speaks about who are the intelligent ones. Those who remember Allah ta'ala, alladhina yadhkuruna Allah. It is actually derived from these very verses of the Quran al-Kareem. So we said that the person, there is a deficiency in his intellect if he's going to be casting lustful glances. And then the other aspect is that he's distancing himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the medical harms within his own body. That is another chapter on its own. So respected elders and brothers, there are so many other harms. But now the question is that we need to make an effort now to lower our gazes. Now, Allah ta'ala has given us the ability. Remember when Allah ta'ala gives a command, some people say, Ramadan is very hard. Nowadays you can't do it. Too difficult. Everywhere you go, it's there. What are you going to do? It's too hard. Na'udhu billah, if we're going to make this statement, then what we are saying effectively is, na'udhu billah, Allah ta'ala has given a command which is not within our capability to fulfill. And then it effectively means that, na'udhu billah, Allah ta'ala is a zalim. Allah ta'ala is an oppressor. Because Allah ta'ala is giving us a command that we cannot fulfill. If the father tells the son that there's a 100 kilogram bag of cement, I want you to pick it up and carry it and do it now. You must make sure you do it. Now the small child is 5 years old, 6 years old, 7 years old. Now the father insists that we'll say the father is a zalim. How can he expect the child to pick up that? Now Allah Ta'ala will never do such a thing. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ Allah Ta'ala says that he does not even oppress the banda in the least and the slightest way. Never. Allah will never oppress a banda. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا The fact that Allah has given a command means that it is well within our capabilities and capacities to fulfill that command. It is because we do not have the himmat, we do not have the courage, and it is because our own nafs is getting enjoyment. Nafs, when it's getting enjoyment in something, that child, when the child is playing with something, perhaps it's something which is harmful, it's a toy, the child regards it as a toy, perhaps it may be an iron that the child wants to play with it. Now the parent says, no, you can't take it. Child says, no, I want it. It's nice and colorful. Parent says, no, you can't have it. Now the child starts throwing a tantrum. Why? Because the child wants it. The parent knows that this is harmful for the child. In the same way, we're getting enjoyment in this sin. Every single sin, there is some enjoyment. Hazrat Wala says, Yamana. Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, Yamana, maasiyat mein mujrimana thodi lazzat hai. Yamana, معصیت میں مجرمانہ تھوڑی لذت ہے مگر اس پالنے والے سے یہ کیسی بغاوت ہے ذرا سی دیر کی لذت ہمیشہ کی ندامت ہے جنازہ آبرو کا دفن کرنا یہ کیسی حماقت ہے He says we accept that in sins there is some enjoyment. There is some enjoyment. If there was no enjoyment in sins, nobody would have committed a sin. Allah is, there's a test. حُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِيَهُ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that Jahannam has been disguised and camouflaged with things which the nafs inclines towards. those things which we are inclined towards. Jahannam has been camouflaged with those things. وَحُجِبَتِ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِهِ, and Jannat has been camouflaged with those things which we detest and we have a little bit of an aversion for. Now for a person to come to the masjid Fajr time when it's cold, don't want to do it, the bed is warm, there's a slight aversion. But when you make that qurbani and you make that sacrifice, this is when you are walking towards and going, treading the path towards Jannah. On the other hand, if you're going to fulfill the desires of the nafs, then a person is going to be treading towards the path of Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So, we are saying that there is some enjoyment in sins. Allah Ta'ala has put it there. Magar us palne wale aise kaisi hai, kaisi baghawat hai. But now that Allah, that Khalik, that Malik, that Allah who brought you into existence from non-existence, who blessed you with every single faculty that you have, who has been so kind, generous, loving, caring to you. Now, what a rebellion it is against such a kind, kareem Rabb. Then he says, Zara si der ki lazzat hamesha ki nadamate. A few moments of enjoyment, but the regret, the remorse, the humiliation, the shame thereafter is endless. It's forever. Those individuals, they cast lustful glances, they were in a marriage, they had a wonderful wife, everything was going well for them, they fell in love with someone else, fell in love with somebody else. As a result, the entire marriage broke down. Now they wanted to get married to that particular woman. That also didn't work out. The person lost everything. Totally lost everything. Now the person is regretting. Hi, why didn't I? So Allah blessed me with such a wonderful wife. And I didn't appreciate her. Now she's gone too. The children are gone too. My life is ruined. Just because of this glance. Just because of the glance. The person's got blessed. Allah has blessed him with a beautiful wife. But he didn't control his glances. He falls in love with the secretary who doesn't even have any beauty. Her beauty is not even a fraction of the beauty of the wife. But what happens? Shaitan mesmerizes the person. Shaitan glorifies the beauty of that woman. Shaitan says, no, but she's got something your wife doesn't have. And that person eventually loses interest in his own wife, gets caught up with that. That becomes a whole issue, and then there's a whole problem thereafter. So therefore, respected Allah, he says, Magar us palne, little few moments of enjoyment, the regret and the remorse is forever. He says, janaza abru ka dafan karna ye kaisi himaqat hai. When Allah Ta'ala has given us izzat, Allah has given us respect. Just the fact that people call you and people say, no, he's a very good person. He's a musalli. He comes to the masjid. He's involved in works of deen. This is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The fact that people are not calling us bad names and speaking bad about us is a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Now to take this izzat and this honor, and to bury it due to sins and guna, if the person gets caught up in some sin and then thereafter he gets HIV positive, whatever it may be, afterwards what happens? So much of humiliation. The person has buried his own honor. He's buried his own honor and he's disgraced himself. Ye kaisi himaqat hai. This is nothing short of foolishness. This is an act of stupidity. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us the himmat and the courage to rid ourselves of this particular sin in this month of Ramadan and for the rest of our lives. Allah Ta'ala give us that himmat and courage. And some words of encouragement. There's a beautiful hadith, it is found in Tafsir Ibn Kathir. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim has mentioned that on the day of Qiyamah, every single eye will be crying. Every single eye will be crying on the day of Qiyamah. Out of fear, out of concern, out of fikr. Person will be nafsi ka'alam. He'll be concerned about nothing but himself. And what will his outcome be? But Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said there will be three categories of individuals who will not be shedding a tear. They will be contented, they will be at peace. And the one category is that eye that lowers its gaze for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That did not cast lustful glances. So on the day of Qiyamah, the individual who had constantly lowered his gaze, so then on the day of Qiyamah, that particular eye will not be shedding tears. They will be contentment. The second category is that eye that remained awake in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third category, and in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mashallah, we have people who are doing patrolling of our areas too. Sometimes they remain awake at night too. This is also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, protecting our homes, protecting our properties. This is a great act of ibadah. In fact, if a person protects his property and he passes away in the process, hadith of Nabi Kareem Sa'asim, من قتل دون ماله فهو شهيد ومن قتل دون نفسه فهو شهيد. That individual who is killed whilst protecting his property, is protecting his property, the robbers and intruders have come in, and he protects and defends his properties. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said that the individual is a shaheed. That person who defends his own life and he passes away in the process, the person will be a shaheed. Sometimes people make the statement, no, no, let them take everything. Come and let them rather take everything. Subhanallah. Remember, we all have to leave this world one day. What a good opportunity to leave this world in such a way that a person has achieved shahadat. So therefore, we should be careful what we say. No, he did a, it was an act of suicide what he did. When a person defended his property, he was courageous, he was brave. So those individuals who at night who are patrolling, looking after our houses, we should all get involved in these things. It is upon ourselves to protect ourselves. Nabi Kareem Sahasam, look at the lives of Nabi Kareem Sahasam, the lives of Sahaba Ikram, they protected themselves. They safeguarded themselves. They were not cowards. They were brave. They looked after themselves. They looked after their property. They safeguarded. So we should get involved in these kind of initiatives where we are looking after our homes. We cannot unfortunately rely on our, you know, various departments, unfortunately. We have to look after our own properties. We have to look after ourselves. So for example, the person who stayed awake the whole night protecting and looking after the community, inshallah, on the day of Qiyamah, that I remained awake in the path of Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person contentment, serenity and peace. And the third category is that I would shed a tear out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who achieve contentment on the day of Qiyamah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this quality of giving up sins in this month of Ramadan, lowering our gaze and ridding ourselves of all those things which are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.